Blog Talk Radio.
How are you guys? Invite somebody in.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, brother?
Hey, how
you
doing,
man? Yeah,
brother,
dig
it.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate.
Where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights, and we have to exercise our rights. We need to stand up for something, or we will fall for anything. So we need to remember and never forget that the best is yet to come, that people stood up and fought and died for us to have a right to be where we are today. Thank you for the hearts. I love y'all. What's up, my brother Clarence? What's up, man? Welcome. Welcome, welcome. For all you guys who want to get into the show and you don't know how, all you have to do is dial 646-787-8064, 646-787-8064, you can dial that number and then press 1, that's right, 646-787-8064 and then press 1, and it'll put you in the queue so you can talk or ask a question and make a statement. Now, if you just want to listen online, you can do that. Good morning, Zola. How are you? Praise the Lord. If you want to listen from wherever you are, I want to shout out Memphis, Tennessee right now. Sister Zola, what's up, Sister Z? Miss Z? You can listen online at blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com. And on the search, you put Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions with an S. And then you can look at the show online and look at the pictures and listen to the show online while you're listening to the show on your phone or whatever type of device you have that has to do with social media. It's a beautiful, wonderful Labor Day, so I want to send a shout-out to anybody who has worked for the government. If you work anywhere, this is Labor Day. This holiday is for those who have labored to make everything what it is today. So going out there and get your barbecue ribs, your potato salad, your greens, your cornbread, and all your baked beans, barbecue baked beans, and all those good things, and get ready for a wonderful holiday. What's up, Vera? I see you there, Vera. I see you. All right. Now, we are live. Yes, we are. We are live right now, and it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful, wonderful, phenomenal, fantastic show. We have a lot of interesting topics to talk about today. And one of the things I want to talk about is Denzel Washington, who is a wonderful, great actor who I've always loved, who I had the pleasure to hang out with at Martin Luther King Hospital when he donated several million dollars to the pediatric ward. And at that time, I was a chaplain at Martin Luther King Hospital. So I ended up spending the whole day with Denzel Washington and his wife and kids. And what a great guy. However, him and Snoop Dogg have something in common right now. We're going to talk about what that is. Snoop Dogg and Denzel have the big pharma companies mad at them right now. Let's find out why the big pharma companies are mad at Snoop Dogg and Denzel Washington. Well, without further ado, since you're on the show and you're here with me, thank you so much for joining me on Facebook Live. I really appreciate you guys. Please tell a friend right now. Send it to somebody. You know, like invite somebody to come in and join us on the show today on this beautiful Labor Day. And don't forget, if you want to listen to the show on your phone, dial 646-787-8064. Press 1. It'll put you in the queue, and you can make a statement, even from Memphis, Tennessee. All right, if you want to speak right now, send a shout-out to Memphis, Tennessee, to B.B. King and all the wonderful things out there. And also, too, in Memphis, Tennessee, that's where the famous hotel that Dr. Martin Luther King was murdered at, the Lorraine Hotel, and I had the honor and the pleasure of visiting there, and it was an emotional museum. They show his room, and it's just the way the last time he left his room. That's exactly how it is. Everything is still in place, just the way it was. Very, very good, beautiful, wonderful museum to go to and see, you know, the history of Dr. Martin Luther King. Well, without further ado, let's go on and get one of our co-hosts in the studio right now. Let's get Clarence M. Allen, our co-producer in the studio. What's going on? Good morning, Brother Clarence M. Allen. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Oh, what's going on? Yeah, what's going on? I tell you what's going on. What's going on, Pastor Eddie? What's going on to my co-host? Especially what's going on to all the listeners throughout the nation and around the world. What's going on? What's going on is the Eddie Justice Jones Blog Talk Radio Show every Monday morning from 9 a.m., 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Call your friends. Tell them to tune in to the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Blog Talk Show because we're going to have a ride this morning. Thank you for having me again, Pastor Eddie.
Hey, man, we're honored to have you, Brother Clarence. It's an honor and a pleasure. And without further ado, we want to get our other co-producer on the show, none other than our wonderful Professor Reams. Good morning, Professor Reams. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning, Professor?
Good morning, Pastor Jones. Good morning, the regulator. I'm doing just fine. Always miss you when I have to have other meetings. But as I always say, with the Real Deal Holyfield, this is a wonderful way to start our Mondays off in the love of the Lord, but also our fellowshipping and sharing our thoughts and wishes on the topics that we're going to deal with. So sit back and have a wonderful time. Good morning, everyone. We're ready for the ride to move forward.
Professor Reams.
Amen, amen. And without further ado, let's bring in my wonderful sister, who does our health and wellness segment on our show, none other than Vera Jean Jones. Good morning, Vera. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning, sis?
Good morning, Eddie. Happy Labor Day to everyone. Hello, Professor Reams and Clarence and all the listeners.
Vera
Good
Jones.
Morning. Granny Vera Jean. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, Vera, it's a beautiful, beautiful Monday, isn't it?
Amen. Yeah. Every single Monday, every single day is. Yes.
It really is. It really is. And I'm so grateful. We have so much to be thankful for. I can't wait for health and wellness with all the stuff going on with the Delta variant and the COVID-19 and all that stuff. And I just want to, you know, one of my managers at my job, I just want to send a shout out to anybody who has lost a friend or a loved one to COVID-19. I send my heart out to you right now. It's a very serious disease. It is killing people. And they said something about depopulating the world, and it's happening right now as we speak. So my heart goes out to everybody who's in the hospital or been in the hospital or made it through, or if you lost a loved one to it, my heart is with you. I send you love and blessing and peace and blessing. Okay, let's find out why. What's up, Robert? Good morning, Sheila Timberlake. How are you? God bless you. Welcome to the show all out there on Facebook Live. Okay, here's the question. What's going on? Denzel Washington and Snoop Dogg have done something that is amazing. You know, they're very, very intelligent entertainers as well as very articulate in the things that they say and do. Well, I've read some very important articles about both of them. Big Pharma, which is the president of the pharmaceutical companies, Big Pharma, is very upset with Snoop Dogg and Denzel Washington because they both have come up with their own CBD oil, which treats pain, which treats anxiety, which treats all these other things, and they have no side effects. Their CBD oil is perfectly, it's marijuana-free, but it helps you. And so Big Pharma sales, aspirin, Motrin, and their sales have gone down, down, down since Denzel Washington and Snoop Dogg both went live and on television interviews and announced their new CBD oils to the world. And they gave out like hundreds of thousands of free ones just for free. And when pharmaceutical company Big Pharma said they were going to try to sue them, Denzel came back on the next day on TV and said, "I don't care what you do to me. Whatever it is, I can handle it financially or however." So he said, "I don't care." And then Snoop Dogg, said the same thing. They were going to sue him because he breached his contract. He also came back on television the next day after and told the world that, "Hey, I'm giving away my CBD oils today, and they have helped me and my family, and they're helping people cope with life, you know, people who have mental disabilities, people who have anxiety, people who have cancer, and any other disease." The CBD oil that is manufactured by Snoop Dogg and Denzel, which they have their own separate companies. What's up, Angela Hunter? How you doing? God bless you. They have their own separate companies. Denzel Washington has his own brand of CBD oil, and Snoop Dogg has his own brand of CBD oil, but they're both flying off the shelf by the hundreds of thousands of packages every single day. People who have, like I said, glaucoma, pain, I don't care what kind of pain it is. This stuff is really helping people. So Big Pharma's mad, and they want to sue Denzel, and they want to sue Snoop Dogg. But as you know, they both can financially handle themselves in any courtroom, and they will have the supermost best lawyers ever if they even have to go that far, which I doubt extremely very seriously, if it will ever, ever get to that point. Because you're talking about two moguls who have invested a lot of life into this business, and they are also billionaires now. So they're not just sitting around going, hey, don't do that. And then Big Pharma said that both of them should apologize, okay? What's up, Elaine? God bless you and your family. What's up, Joseph Freeman, my buddy from high school? What's up, man? I remember when we used to walk around, me, you, and all of us, me, you, and Glenn, and we had our briefcase and our suits, and this was in high school. We already knew that God had something ordained phenomenal and fabulous for us to do. And you have to walk in your blessings and know your blessings when God is putting your blessings before you. So I want to say shout out to my buddy Joseph Freeman out there in Texas and everybody out there all the way around, no matter where you are. Let's bring my daughter into the studio who does Words of Wisdom on our show, Words of Wisdom, none other than my daughter, Talana Zion Jones. Good morning, Talana. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Dad, and good morning to Aunt Vera. Good morning. Shout out to our cousin V. I love you, cousin V. And Brandy.
Me too.
And shout out to Professor Rains. I hope he's here today. And to our regulator, and to Melanie, and to Dr. Aretha, and everybody listening. God bless you all. Happy Monday. Love you, Daddy.
All right, love you.
Good
too.
Morning,
love you,
my butterfly.
All right, all right.
Good morning.
Good
morning, Kalani.
Now we want to start. Good morning, regulator. So, you know, hey, everybody's getting these CBD oils, but finally someone that is African American has took the realms and took the helm and grabbed the and they're riding on in on their horses, and they're doing a wonderful job. So big shout out to Denzel Washington, who has his own CBD oil and company, and he uses it, and he says that they swear by it. And you know, they put a lot of money into scientists and people creating these CBD oils for them and making it the extreme super very, very best. So Big Pharma is very upset with two entertainers who have every right to own pharmaceutical as well as any other pharmaceutical company. And they just are upset because they're African-American, they're black, and they're doing something positive and they're doing something good. And they're helping the community because every pill you take, I don't care what kind of pill it is, it has several side effects. So if you're taking codeine number one, codeine number two, or codeine number three, or Vicodin, or Motrin, or whatever for pain, it's causing pain somewhere else in your body. But when you take these natural CBD oils by Snoop Dogg, which has his own company, and then Denzel, which has his own company, then you won't have to be taking all the other stuff you take, and the fentanyl, and all these things that are not good for the human anatomy, okay? So we want to get some opinions. Brother Clarence M. Allen, please take the floor. What do you think about Denzel Washington owning his own CBD oil company and Snoop Dogg owning his own CBD oil company, and their products are flying off the shelves? Go right ahead. Take the floor, Clarence. Give us your opinion.
Yes, first of all, Pastor Eddie, great topic, hot-button topic, because when it comes to us as being black in America, anything that we invest in or discover that can be financially lucrative, the American system always are looking for a way to knock it down. But first and foremost, this is a legal company. Marijuana is not illegal in many states, although it's not recognized by the federal government yet to be legal. So I think it's a wonderful thing that these two men have collaborated and come together to bring about a business product that is a holistic health entity. You know, the thing is that we have to look at is we're looking at two different generations of thought when it comes to marijuana, whether it's CBD, THC, or whatever. One is that when we grew up, it was illegal. So we're looking at the psyche of the processes of the mind of the old school train of thought, and then we have these new generations that's coming up where it's legal. So we're looking at two different mindsets, and then for us, breaking that mindset where you had to hide to use it, but now you can use it in the freedom of your own home, on your own property, and have you.
Now let's look at this, because CBD oil is not just to ingest inside of your mouth. You can put it on your knees. You can rub it on your legs. If you have back problems, you can rub it on your back. I mean, people use this stuff every single day now. They don't. I don't hear people just saying, I'm taking Vicodin or Motrin or whatever. They are using CBD oil, CBD capsules. CBD capsules work, and they have certain milligrams to help people out. They also have a holistic health specialist at wherever you go to go get it, at whatever dispensary or wherever you get it from the store. They also have things with hemp and CBD oil in Ralph's and Vons and your major stores, Gelson's, Trader Joe's. You can find it everywhere now. So you're right, Brother Clarence. I do agree with you 110% that the CBD oil business is booming, and it is affecting people from all walks of life. And it doesn't matter if you're black, white, Asian, Latino, whatever, German, people are using CBD oil every single where. And I think this was like the most phenomenal time for Denzel Washington and Snoop Dogg to make a major investment into a business that they own that is flying off the shelf. And I commend them. And I'm quite sure that a lot of those funds will assist people that are homeless, people that are hungry, and that people that need have food. Because I'm sure that without a shadow of a doubt, they will definitely help other people. That's what they do. That's what they've been doing. So I want to go to Professor Reams. Professor Reams, please take the floor. Share with us right now. How do you feel about Snoop Dogg owning his own CBD oil company, which is helping people, and Denzel Washington? Please take the floor, Professor Reams.
I think it's absolutely fantastic because the fact that in our business school, we've had colleagues and also friends and even students to come up with ways of using hemp in some way, shape, or form. Even at I had one of my sets of students who were considering what they could do to improve the candy industry. And one thing that was of interest to people, as you've mentioned with Trader Joe's, is if there are included CBDs for candies and things like that overall. So for them to take the ball, this would be our personification of dealing with Black Wall Street, of which our billionaires, our black billionaires, we can happily say that from Tyler Perry to Oprah Winfrey to Beyonce and her husband, as well as now Snoop and Denzel Washington are taking the bull by the horns, no different than Jeff Bezos going into space and or Elon Musk going into space themselves, taking it upon themselves to go into a different industry that would benefit everyone. And as Clarence mentioned, yes, this is, has been the story of what happens when our brilliance is taken for granted and we're not able to benefit from our success. But the fact they went public is also amazing because rather than do it in silence and then get bought off by Big Pharma, they went public so that the public will make the final decision on how the how this will affect them. And, of course, the fact that they're being threatened for suit means that they are threatening Big Pharma because, as you mentioned, Pastor Eddie, all of those drugs that they have will probably cease to exist because of the fact that there is no reason for them to be taken to resolve the pain. Because if you look at the cable news and they start advertising all these different types of medicines, they also have to examine the side effects. And as you and Clarence have mentioned, the side effects are just as bad as the ailment itself. So to have something like this is phenomenal. It's almost like having a car that runs from water, which has also been banned and had pushed away, or even zero-point energy, where you don't have to use fossil fuels because it'll affect the fossil fuel industry. So I give kudos to both of them, and I know they're going to do a great job, and I also make sure that they have a lot of security around so that they can continue to thrive and do well and be prosperous. And I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Thank you so much, Professor Reams. Oh, man, that was some amazing, intelligent information that we heard from Clarence M. Allen F. and our real professor, Professor Reams, who is a great professor and is well-rounded in a lot of areas of life, and he teaches at a university, and I'm so happy that we have him on the show. We're going to go to our holistic herbalist specialist, my sister, Vera Jones, who does nothing but herbs. So, Vera, please take the floor and share how do you feel about Denzel Washington and Snoop Dogg getting their own CBD oil company, and it's flying off the shelves. It's helping people with pain and headaches and all kinds of stuff. Go right ahead, Vera. Please take the floor.
Well, Eddie, that is that's great. Congratulations to Denzel and Snoop. because it is something holistic. And it doesn't have the THC, which is really great. And I did look up a little on Denzel, and I realized that he has tea crystals and sea moss, which is also good for the body. And just think, if you have any type of pain, if you have PTSD, depression, anxiety, heart disease, joint pain, putting the CBD oil in your body and waiting for it to work within 15 to, let's say, 30 minutes. And it must be really good if they're selling it at the gym and a lot of the major stores. So congratulations, Snoop and Denzel.
Thank you so much, Vera. That is thank you. That's Vera Jones. And later on in the show, you'll hear her segment, which is thank you very much. I want to send a big shout-out to Maria Williams. What's up, Maria Williams? What's up, Gloria Majors? How are you, Gloria, this morning? Everybody tuning in on Facebook Live. And Joseph, man, what? You moved to New Orleans. Oh, my gosh. Wow, man. How time flies. What's up, Debbie Taylor? In my Eddie voice all the way out there in the ATL. What's going on? People from all over the United States are in. Thank you guys for joining me. Please tell a friend. Tell a friend to join us right now. What are we talking about right now? You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights, and we do, and we need to exercise our rights. And right now we're talking about CBD oil, and the big pharmaceutical companies are very mad at Snoop Dogg because he has his own CBD oil that's flying off the shelf, and people are using it for pain, for glaucoma, for cancer, for post-traumatic stress syndrome. And also, Denzel Washington has his own CBD oil that's out on the market. They're both in grocery stores and all over, even in dispensaries. And so you can get it, and people are using it for pain, for muscle problems, for arthritis, and it's kicking Big Pharma in the butt. And big pharmaceutical companies are mad at them, and they want to sue them, but they can't. I forgot the rapper, but he used to say, you can't touch this. Well, that's what's going on with Denzel and Snoop. You can't touch them because they have the billionaire power to defend themselves. Now, that's the same thing that Bill Cosby had when he wanted to buy Channel 2. But in his time, you know, they still figured out the big secret society still figured out a way to manipulate him and put him in jail later. But when you're dealing with Denzel and Snoop, they got security too, and they got friends too, and they got friends all over the world. So don't nobody want to touch them. They don't want to. You can't. All I can say is you can't touch this. Okay. Let's go to my daughter, Talana Jones, who does Words of Wisdom on our show. But right now, we want you to talk about the CBD oil company that's owned by Denzel Washington and Snoop Dogg. Without further ado, Talana Jones, please take the floor. Share your opinion.
I agree with the entire panel, and I just want to expand my answer and say, also, congratulations, and we need more black businesses. So God bless you, Denzel and Snoop Dogg. You are setting the example for our younger men and the millennial generation. So I am happy to hear about that. CBD oil does have a lot of benefits to it, so I am happy to hear that, Daddy.
And also, how do you feel? Now, could you tell people in your own words, do you think people are going to buy the CBD oil, or are they going to buy aspirins and Motrins and Vicodin and codeine? And what do you think? Which one do you think they'll buy, the CBD oil or the other pills?
Well, I mean, if we want to go old school, once upon a time there was a medicine man and a medicine woman. So I do believe in holistic medicine, and I'm glad that they sought out to use holistic medicine versus over-the-counter.
Right. Well, I got to tell you guys, I'm using it already. I'm using CBD oil I use it. I rub it on my shoulder. If I work out at the gym or whatever, I use it. If I get a headache, I just rub a little bit around here, and bam, I feel better. I'm not taking any more Motrins, Vicodin, codeine 1, 2, 3, or 4, and all the rest of those powerful things that can do such damage to the human anatomy. We need to wake up and smell the coffee because it's a new cup being brewed every second. Thank you so much. What's up, Diamond Carter? How you doing, Diamond? What's going on? Your fight, Diamond. Keep fighting for justice and equality. and the wonderful things that you stand up for. What's up, Elaine? Thank you. Thank you for sharing the broadcast, you guys. Maria, what's up, Maria Williams? Maria, why don't you call in to 646-787-8064. I'd like to get your opinion on the CBD oil and, you know, what's going on with Denzel, because this is really hot news right now. You know, Big Pharma is so upset with Snoop Dogg and Denzel Washington for doing something that we all should be doing, recycling black dollars. Now, also, too, let's not forget, Snoop Dogg owns one of the, maybe the biggest marijuana farm in the United States of America, in the United States of America. And it is legal. How about that? Let me repeat the number, area code 646-787-8064. And then press 1. It'll put you in the queue. We would love to talk with you. And we know that you're an activist and that you're out there in the trenches fighting hard to make change. And I want to send a shout-out to all my family in Texas, all my family in Chicago, and all my family in New York, and all my family in Los Angeles, California, and everywhere else and wherever my family is at. And, Joseph, man, you done moved to New Orleans. Man, my heart is out to the people in New Orleans right now because a storm just went through New Orleans. And the last time, well, no, I've been in New Orleans since then, but the last big, big thing that I did in New Orleans was Hurricane Katrina. And I was in charge of security for 2 weeks for Stevie Wonder's Caravan of Love. And what I saw in the news, my heart goes out. We're sending prayers up to everybody in New Orleans. You know, the lights have been out. They haven't had any electricity. That means your food is going to go bad. That means you're going to need, I mean, water is flooding everywhere. So please send up a prayer right now for New Orleans and Mississippi and the surrounding places around those areas where the hurricane hit. And also to our people in Haiti. I don't want to leave them out at all. To the people in Haiti, I send you love, I send you regards, and I send you respect. And, you know, because they had that big, big earthquake out there in Haiti, and so people are sending food out there. Just yesterday at church, we took in a donation, and it's going right out there to Haiti, and it's going right out to Louisiana. So that's how we can help. If you want to help and you want to do something, you know, and you want to help us keep the show on too, my Cash App, you can just send it to my Cash App. I promise you it will be used in the ministry to help someone less fortunate than us, because that we need to do that. That is our responsibility on the planet Earth. If God blesses you, you should be able to bless somebody who is less fortunate than you, especially when they're in the midst of a storm in your life. And God can help them weather the storm, and God blesses us to help them to weather the storm. So my Cash App is Money Sign, capital E, lowercase D-D-I-E, 072. I'm going to say that one more time, because if you want to help us keep the show on and you like what we do and you love what we do and you love how we feed the homeless and you love how we send money out to New Orleans or to wherever, to Haiti, to people who really need it, all you got to do is send it to my Cash App, whatever is on your heart. It could be a dollar, because guess what? A dollar can feed somebody, okay? It could buy a bag of rice. And you can put a little butter on it and some salt and pepper, and you got a meal, okay? Because nothing for nothing leaves nothing. But when you're hungry, you can't even think right. But when you have some food in your stomach, you can halfway get it all together. You know what I mean. Again, my Cash App is Money Sign, capital E, lowercase, D-D-I-E, 072. I'm getting so excited about what I'm saying, I'm getting all choked up. Because somebody is crying right now because they're lonely. They've lost a loved one in the storm, or they're going through, they lost their home in the storm. They lost everything they had. Don't even imagine being in that position. I don't wish that on anybody. But we can do something to change that. That's what we can do. Again, my Cash App is Money Sign, capital E, D-D-I-E, 072. I'm looking, let's see if we have, okay, we have some callers in here. I'm trying to figure out which one. Oh, let's get Linda into the studio. Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Linda, all the way from Oregon. How are you this morning, Linda?
Good morning. I had a long-distance call this morning from Arizona, and that's why I'm late.
Well, everybody say good morning. Everybody say good morning to Linda, all right, our poet. She's our poet on the show, and you will hear some poetry.
Linda Galladay, morning.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning. Love to hear all your cheerful voices.
Okay, let's get a caller in the 323-388 area code. Welcome to the show. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, everybody. Good to be here as well. This is Melanie.
Oh, everybody say good morning to Melanie.
Good morning, Melanie. Welcome back.
Good morning, call Melanie. Melanie.
Melanie Aubrey in the house.
Good morning, Pastor Eddie. Good morning.
Should I say limo?
In the limo. I'm in the limo. Okay, I'm sitting back, put my seatbelt on for a minute.
Yeah, put your seatbelt on. We are riding high this morning. And so, Melanie, were you able to hear some of the things we were talking about?
Just getting on the line, Pastor Eddie, but I did hear you talking about just the last few minutes about the people in Louisiana. So my prayers go out to all the families.
A real topic was Denzel Washington and his own company and Snoop Dogg and his own company opened up a CBD oil company, and they announced it on live television, and the big pharmaceutical companies are very upset with them because their CBD oil is flying off the shelf. People are using it, whether they're black, white, Latino, Asian, whatever. What's up, Annette Williams? How are you doing, Mr. Annette Williams? God bless you. Welcome to the show. And it's flying off the shelf. So I wanted to get your opinion. We've heard from Professor Renz. We've heard from Vera Jones. We've heard from Tawana. We've heard from Brother Clarence M. Allen. I want to hear from you. And of course, we're going to go to Linda Goldie. The CBD oil seems to be helping people with arthritis, rheumatism, cancer, glaucoma, and any other post-traumatic stress syndrome. What do you think about them opening their own company and doing what they're doing? What's up, son? How you doing? Hey, welcome to the show. What do you think about what they're doing?
Well, you know, I just believe that anything that could help our people, I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. As far as I'm concerned, Big Pharma, that's their business, is to make money. That's all they've been about. So, of course, it doesn't surprise me that they would be upset. I did come across an article about that and read that. But I thought it was Tyler Perry who had done it, too. But anyway, whoever's doing it, if they're, you know, able to get relief to our people and to anyone who's able to purchase it, I think it's a blessing. And, you know, no one knows what it's like to be in pain except the people themselves. And if it can relieve pain, then, you know, it's going to help them to be more productive and live their life. And I just think with all, it's, you know, it's a blessing.
Amen, amen.
That's
praise
my
God.
First one.
Well, that's okay, you know, because a lot of people are using it. I mean, they use hemp oil, hemp shampoo, hemp conditioner, people are using it, okay, and it's legal. It's not illegal. I want to go to Linda Goldie. Linda Goldie, all the way up in Oregon. Denzel Washington and Snoop Dogg have opened up their own CBD oil company. Their products are flying off the shelf. They can't keep the shelves with enough of their product on there. How do you feel about the CBD oil business and Denzel Washington and Snoop Dogg opening their own CBD oil company and Big Pharma being mad at them? Go right ahead, Linda. Take the floor.
Well, I have mixed feelings about this because when I was a teenager, you know, the drug scene was emerging and there was a lot of people in the so-called beat community that were using marijuana. And so I just have to reserve my opinion on this. I don't know really what to think. I know it's a big moneymaker. I know that a lot of people are into it, and there's all kinds of products that are using it now. But for myself, I probably wouldn't use it.
All right. Well, you know, Linda, I want to share this with you. Marijuana has advanced since the 1960s and 70s and 80s and even 90s. They have technology now that's amazing. They have the stuff they call now, which is butter, which you can cook with it. You can cook with the CBD oil. You can put it on your sandwich with the CBD oil. You can take it in a pill form, a gel pill form, you can use it as a lotion or oil and rub it on your body. There's nothing inside of it to get you high. There's no THC inside of CBD oil, so you're not using marijuana. You're using the extract of the marijuana, which is the CBD oil, the hemp oil, which the hemp oil has a lot of different things it can do. Now this goes all the way back to Africa, okay, you guys? This is really deep. And this is a right that we've had to fight for so many years. And I'm not condemning anyone that uses medical marijuana at all. You wouldn't believe who's using medical marijuana. You got doctors, lawyers, attorneys, celebrities, and everybody else using medical marijuana. You got people that fought in the war using it. You got tennis players using it. You got basketball players using it. You got NFL football players using it. You got hockey players using it. You have baseball players use. Everybody is using some form of medical marijuana, whether it's in the hemp or whether it's in the CBD oil or whether it's in CBD water. It's being used. And yes, the pharmaceutical companies are very mad. They just chose Snoop Dogg and Denzel and Ty to get mad at because they're doing something different with the business because they can afford to do that. And so I commend them for doing what they're doing, and I would do the same thing, okay? And who knows? You might see Pastor Jones' CBD oil to help uplift you. Never know. Hey, we have to get out there and do what these big pharmaceutical companies have been doing for years. Matter of fact, they've been killing people and robbing people, and these CBD oils don't do either one of those. They don't rob people, and they don't kill people, okay? Because when you take a pill, you're going to get some side effects. So if you're taking a pill for your kidney and also all of a sudden it's starting to mess up your liver, like if you take a Motrin to take away the inflammation, the Motrin also, it kills your liver. It's not good for your liver. It's hard for the liver to digest the Motrin. Okay, so I'm just saying, okay. Well, anyway, we're going to be jumping off that subject matter, and that was just a hot topic that I just had to talk about for a minute, and I had to get that off my chest. Now, look, also, too, do me a favor. Do me a big favor, Maria Williams, if you're still there, Maria. Send your number to Facebook Live right now, and then I'm going to call you on the show so we can get you in and we can talk to you, okay? Put your number up on Facebook Live right now. Oh, yeah, by the way, for those that are listening to the show, I forgot to tell you guys this. If you want to see me right now live, I'm on my Facebook page, Eddie Justice Jones Jr. Eddie Justice Jones Jr. So just go to that page right now. I'm live. And then share it with somebody. Share it with a friend. Share it with nieces and nephews, share it with your cousins, share it with your church members, share it with somebody, because what we're talking about, you're not on a regular show. We talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights, okay? We fight for justice and equality, and we want fair treatment, and all power goes to the people, all right? So, without further ado, let's see here. Let me go here and see what we have in the studio. Let's try this number here. Somebody's calling here in the 323-710 area code. 323-710 area code. Are you there? Welcome to the show. Good morning. Are you there? Maybe they just want to hack. Okay, hold on. Let's put you back on hold. Okay, let's see. What else do we have here? Oh, we've got a lot of phone calls coming in. Okay. Let's see, the 323-316 area code. Let's see if they want to say something. Good morning. Call in the 323-316 area code. Welcome to the show. Would you like to make a statement or say something? Good morning. Okay, we'll put them back on hold, too. All right. Now, let's go on to our next subject matter. Because in a little while, I'm going to tell you what the word of the week is, and the word of the week is going to come up, and then the scripture of the week. We always have the scripture of the week. And don't forget, we have our regular show. We're going to have the Sports Report with Cousin V. We're going to have Financial Literacy with Melanie Aubrey. We're going to have Regulate the Manual with Clarence M. Allen. We're going to have Words of Wisdom with Tawana Jones. We're going to have Health and Wellness from our Health and Wellness expert, Vera Jones. And then don't forget, we're going to get some poetry from Linda Goldie. So we're going to be doing this. We're going to be doing a darn thing. And it's going to be amazing. So hang in there. Don't go anywhere. We love you, and if nobody told you today that they love you, I'm telling you right now. I'm sending a shout-out again to all my people on Facebook Live. I love you all. Thank you guys for supporting us Thank you guys for coming on with us. Thank you guys for being with us on this wonderful Labor Day weekend. I hope you and pray that you are safe out there. I hope and pray that you take good care of yourself and watch out for these drivers and people who be doing crazy stuff on holidays like this, okay? Make sure you get your barbecue ribs in and your potato salad and your greens and everything, and don't forget the banana pudding. And don't forget the lemon rind pop. That's okay. Good for you. Well, our next subject matter is, do you know someone that has died from COVID-19, whether it be a family member or friend? And if you do, how has it affected you? Okay, how has it affected you? Do you know someone who has died from COVID-19 or the Delta variant? And if you do, how has it affected you? Okay, so I'm just, you can call in to 646-787-8064, because whether we want to sweep it under the rug or not, this pandemic is real. The powers that be, they know what they're doing, and this is a very sensitive subject matter. I mean, sensitive, I just want to send a big shout out to everybody that's listening to the show. Thank you guys so much. And tell somebody about this, because it's real, okay? Last week, just a little review, we talked about the bracelet with the chip in it. They have a bracelet now with a chip, so that bracelet can tell, that chip in the bracelet can tell whether you took the vaccine or not, whether it be the Moderna or the Pfizer or the Johnson & Johnson, or any of the boosters that they're creating to go along with those shots. So that's some super important stuff. Let's see. How many people? How y'all doing? Thank you guys for your support. I love you guys. Peace. So let's go to Clarence M. Allen. Let's go to Brother Clarence M. Allen. Brother Clarence, take the floor. Do you know somebody or anybody that lost their life to COVID? If so, how did it affect you? How does it affect you?
Yes, well, Pat Shady, this is another hot-button topic. As a matter of fact, I'll be going to a funeral service in a few days from someone who died from COVID. So it's a hot-button topic. It's real. People are losing their lives. People are getting sick. Even people who are recovering are having issues with their organs functioning normally. So, condolences to all those families who've been affected by this perpetrated disease that's been put out here by man. I would love to see the governments go after these scientists, these institutions, but unfortunately the United States have claimed that they have not even found out who put this out here. I think it was an issue or story related on the news within these past 2 weeks where the United States government said they didn't have no answer to who actually put it out here. And when Resident Rump was in office, he claimed China. But we all know that there's certain scientists, certain pharmaceutical institutions who have put this out here so they can make big money on these vaccines. This is business, and at the same time, kill off population. There should be some arrests made with this. There should be some lawsuits. Some of these pharmaceutical companies need to be going bankrupt because they put this out here just for the purpose of their business with no regards to life and humanity.
Wow. Brother Clarence, I couldn't have said it better. Thank you so much for sharing that. I'm going to go to my sister, Vera Jones. Vera, please take the floor. Do you know someone who passed away from COVID-19 or even someone in the family, which, praise the Lord, we're in the same family, so no one in the family, but if you know someone that died from COVID-19, how has it affected you? What's up, Edie Way? What's up, Edie? Welcome to the show. BFFL, what's going on? Hey, let me wave at you. All right. Yes. So we're talking
I do know 5 people that have passed away from it, and I miss them greatly. But I know that their spirit is here, and I know that they had reached Heaven's Gate with the Most High. And this is also for those people that took the jab and they passed, like, afterwards. So, yeah, we're all, you know, touched because love is still in our heart regardless if they're not here on Earth.
Amen. Thank you so much, Vera. Solana Jones, do you know anybody that passed away from COVID-19? If so, how has it affected you?
It just, I do know a few of my friends have lost family members to the COVID virus. So, yes, it's devastating to hear. And it also helps us to understand that the virus is real and not to take our immune system for granted. It hurts just for people who did not have the chance to fight from this COVID virus. So I do send my love and condolences to all families who are dealing with anyone who has COVID.
Amen. Amen. Your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights, and we have a right to live from this COVID-19. We should not be losing 4 million people have died so far around the world from COVID-19 and the Delta variant. So we're just talking about it. Professor, please take the phone. You got your microphone open or something. I hear a lot of noise. If you could kind of stop moving around a little bit or maybe mute your phone out when we can hear all that little noise. Thank you so much. We love you because we want everybody to hear this interview nice, loud, and clear. Maria, if you're still with us, Maria, please send your phone number so we can get you on the line so we can talk to you for a minute. And I want to thank Elaine and everybody for shouting out the show and everybody who's on there, my BFFL. Also, again, all the people that are on there and all the way out there to Sister Zola out there in Memphis, Tennessee. God bless you and all of your family. Debbie Taylor out there in the ATL, Sheila Timberlake, Brother Clarence M. Allen, and all the people that are on Facebook Live, thank you so much, and all the people that are joining us from wherever you are around the world. We really appreciate you, and we're from wherever you are in the United States of America. I mean, wow. So without further ado, Professor Reams, please take the floor. Have you lost anyone to COVID-19, or do you know someone, and how has it affected you personally? Go right ahead.
In my situation, not in the immediate family, but extended family. However, we have lost employees from the university that I work at, along with students and the student families that supported them. And some ended up homeless that we had to work with because of the fact of loss of the family members. So we're trying to support them through the process, along with providing them with student services because of the trauma that's going on. So it's been a very, very stressful situation because as a faculty advisor, I have to keep the students focused on what their goal is, and if they need to take a leave of absence, then it's okay. Faculty members have been retrained to be able to be flexible so that we have soft due dates because in case that there is issues of depression or the person just can't make it through the day, or there is a possibility where the student can stay home if they're not feeling well overall. Now, what this has done, it has strengthened my resolve of not being the person that passed on this disease to somebody else. So if I can create my classroom where it is with social distancing, you're wearing your mask, you're taking the vaccine or not, at least if they're tested negative because of other reasons, then that is what I'm going to do, along with making sure that I am not sharing this horrible virus with anyone else, because I cannot look in the face of those children's parents and say, I didn't do everything I could to protect your baby. So
wow.
This has been the resolve that we've been looking at, and it's still happening, and so I'm praying that those that I've worked with over the years, and, you know, once as Joe Biden says, once you have me as a, once I meet you, you're a Biden. Once you have me as a faculty member, you're a Reams. And so their loss is my loss, and I get choked up because of the fact that they're my babies as well, and I want to make sure that I see them at graduation and then see them be successful in their communities. So, yes, it has been very, very difficult, and so we serve a great, wonderful God that makes sure that we're humble, that we look at this realistically, and we do not take our own health or anybody else's health for granted. I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Amen, that's amazing. I want to send a shout-out to Minister Terry Herbert. Thank you, Minister Terry Herbert. We love you, and God bless you. Also want to send a shout-out to my boy, Pastor E. Hamilton. What's up, Pastor E. Hamilton? My brother. Hey, man, when we going to preach together again? When we going to do some tag team preaching again, brother? When we going to go out there and light the church on fire and just set them spirits and them souls on fire like we do? It's such an honor and a pleasure to have you on. But call into the show, man. The number is 646-787-8064. Press 1. 646-787-8064, and then press 1. You too, Minister Terry Herbert, if you want to call in and share a view, or maybe we can get you to say a big old prayer for us. We're talking about COVID-19, and if you know anybody who has died from COVID-19, how has it affected you and your life? So before we do that, I just want you to think about 4 million people dying around the world. I mean, I understand that COVID-19 might have started wherever it started, but they want people to take shots around the world. And now they're mandating that you take that shot or else you lose your job. Even if you have a card, you can make another card like we reviewed last week. They're phasing out the cards, the COVID-19 cards, because people, and now they have like you can wear a bracelet with a chip in it. Just like this iPhone watch, this Apple watch. Linda Goldie or whoever it is, but please be careful. Whenever you move or you make a sound, we can hear it. So be careful. Move the phone. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. So this is really important. So get ready, because the New World Order is already in place and it's already taking place. And if you ain't with it, you're not going to be a part of the future. And the future is if you don't, we talked about this on another radio show about the mark of the beast. They asked, is that chip on the bracelet the mark of the beast? Well, if you can't go in the grocery store and get food if you don't have a bracelet, or you can't get gasoline because you don't have a bracelet, or you can't go to the hospital because you don't have a bracelet, I wouldn't say it's the mark of the beast, but I'll say that it is a beast. It is a beast, because if you don't accept that beast and put it on your wrist, which eventually will be in this part of your hand, eventually that chip will be right here in between your thumb and your finger, and you'll be able to do the grocery shopping with it, go to the doctor, gas station, just wave your hand. Like right now, you can just tap your card, you'll be able to tap your hands, okay? Or put your hand on there, and it'll automatically do what it got to do. So that's where we're going to. Without further ado, I'm going to go over to none other than Melanie Aubrey. Melanie, are you there, Melanie?
Yes, I'm here, Pastor Eddie.
I apologize. Melanie, we're talking about COVID-19 and people who have lost their lives. Or if you know anybody or a family member that has lost their lives, and how has COVID-19 affected you? Go right ahead. Take the floor, Melanie Aubrey, our financial literacy expert. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Pastor Eddie. Actually, I'm very thankful no one in my immediate family passed from COVID. Definitely extended family and friends and their family members. It has been far too many. And my heart goes out to Professor Reams. I know as a former teacher, I know when you have students and families that you care for and care about deeply, you know, what affects them affects you as well. So, you know, we all have to keep each other up. But I agree with what Talana said, and good morning, Talana, you know, that it really is a immune disease. And where however it was created, you know. And so for us as people, you know, Vera has given us excellent, you know, ideas weekly on how to keep our immune system strong. And so no matter what's going on around us, you know, what we do is have control over what we're able to do for our own bodies and for our families. So I just want to continue, you know, to put that out there, that we are going to continue to keep ourselves as immune boosted up as possible. And when I talk about financial literacy, we'll talk about the fact that this was also a, you know, a financial crisis along with a health crisis. So I just thank you for the time of sharing, and I'll yield back. Thank you.
Wow, thank you so much, Melanie Aubrey. Can we give a big hand for Melanie Aubrey for breaking that down like that? This is, no.
Woo-hoo!
And it was said in layman terms so everybody can comprehend and understand it. But let us take it to the residents of your heart and mind. This COVID-19 thing is serious, and the government knew, and they know what they're doing. Okay, this ain't no joke. Let me ask y'all a question real quick. Let me ask all you people out there a question. Hey, first let me shout out some folks. Elaine Cosley, how are you? God bless you. All the way out there in Orange County. Tony Thomas, what's up, Tony? How you doing? Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us. And please tell a friend. And if you want to call into the show and you want to comment on any of our topics, the number is 646-787-8064 and press 1. Call in, Zola, all the way from Memphis, Tennessee. Anybody who wants to call on in, y'all. Elaine, call in. Somebody call in right now. By the way, speaking of calling in right now, I'm going to make a phone call because we make phone calls on the show, and I'm going to call Maria Williams. Let's see if we can get Maria Williams on the show. Let's see if we can get Maria. Let's see if we can get Maria Williams on the show. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Eddie Jones Radio. Okay.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is this Maria Williams?
Yes, it is.
Maria, welcome to the show. How are you today? Everybody say good morning to Maria. We got her.
Good morning, Maria.
Welcome, Maria.
Great morning, and God bless you, Pastor Eddie Jones, and God bless everyone on this line. And I'm just happy to be able to talk with you guys this morning.
Well, amen. Praise God. We're happy to have you on. Now, hold that thought. I want to shout out Senia Jennings and her business called Skinstations in Riverside, California. Skinstations is a wonderful, phenomenal, beautiful place, and it does some wonderful and phenomenal, beautiful things for people. If you need a facial or you need anything to do with your facial or you need your teeth whitening, I've been there. I went there, and they made me feel like a king. I came out of there feeling like a new man. Good morning, Senia. Good morning to Skinstations in Riverside, California, who makes people look so, so good. And while I'm shouting out people, also I want to – you're welcome. You're very welcome, Senia. Thank you for the heart. I want to shout out my cousin, Shamonica Bell, who was on our show last week. And Shamonica Bell has the best hair product. If you're losing hair, look at my hair. I mean, I'm not kidding. Everybody knows I wear my hair short, but – if you use Shamonica Bell's product, your hair is going to grow. I don't care who you are. I guarantee it. Okay, she has a beard thing for the guys. I'm trying to let mine go in so I can start using it. And once I get it full, I'm going to get it lined up and do, you know, people have been like, hey, wear your beard. So I'm going to try it. And she has it keeps your hair down and lays your hair down. Shamonica Bell, just look her up on Facebook, Shamonica Bell. She's out of Texas. And all her information on how to get her products is right on her Facebook page. And she also, we want to thank her for opening up her new beauty supply store. First, she opened up a beauty shop, which is called Lucky's Beauty Shop, and she makes people look good. And then the second thing she did here recently was she opened up the first black beauty supply in that part in Lufkin, Texas. So she owns the shop, and now she owns that. And she's a LVN, a licensed vocational nurse, running a business. So I want to shout out, this is the year of the woman. I said this a long time ago. This is the year of the woman. And so shouting out to Monica Bell, my cousin, proud of you. Okay. You know, I got to ask you, Maria, it's such an honor to have you on the show. There are people We were talking about the CBD oil, and some people didn't get to hear what we were talking about. So I want to revisit that real quick. And God bless you also, Annette. I want to revisit real quick about the CBD oil. As we all know, Tyler Perry, Denzel Washington, and Snoop Dogg, each in their own entity, own their own CBD oil company. The big pharmaceutical companies, some pharmaceutical companies are they're furious. They're so mad that some black men went out and opened up a pharmaceutical company to sell CBD oil that's flying off the shelf. They can't even keep their stuff on the shelf. White people are buying it. Black people are buying it. Asian, Latinos, people from Europeans are buying it. It's selling overseas. You know, so Maria, I wanted to get your opinion, you know, and I'm so glad that you called in. Please take the floor and give us your opinion on how you feel about Snoop Dogg, Tyler Perry, and Denzel Washington opening their own CBD company, and it's flying off the shelves. Go right ahead, Maria. Take the floor. Welcome to the show.
Thank you once again. And my opinion is that I'm glad that they were able to do this. I believe that CBD does help. I know people that have used CBD for chronic illnesses, and I've also used it myself. And it's better than taking medication that is going to have multiple side effects. You know, you go in for one thing, and the side effects are causing more things. And I know people who have experienced side effects from taking medication for years, and I advocate for it. It's something that's natural, and it's not necessarily marijuana within itself. It's just, I would like to say, variants from the marijuana, the TCH, and it's helped a lot of people with chronic pain. My son's brother played professional football, and he uses it for chronic pain that he deals with. And it's just a good thing, and it's natural, and I believe that it's helping a lot of people. My mother had passed away several years back from cancer, and she used it. And I would just see her in pain, but when she used it, she felt a lot better, and she was able to, you know, to enjoy her day to the best of her ability. But, yeah, I definitely believe that they're doing a good thing, and the pharmaceutical companies are just upset because they're not going to make any more money off of us.
Right. And, you know, can we give a big hand for Maria sharing that? Because, you know, that she didn't have to come on and share that very personal information. Every week we make a phone call on the show. We call somebody. Today we call Maria. And Maria, first of all, send love to you, you know, at the loss of your mom. We send our love with you because, you know, we love you and we love your family and God bless you. And thank you for coming on this morning. I want to send a couple of shout-outs on Facebook Live. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, good morning and welcome to the show all the way out there in Los Angeles, California. Joseph Freeman, I see you're back in. I don't know if you heard me when I said, boy, you done moved to New Orleans, man. How's the storms going out there? Call into the show, Joseph. You know how to call in, Joe. Call in at 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. Want to talk a little bit about your record company, man, and I want to talk about what you got going on. So give me a call. I want to know what's happening in New Orleans right now. And you, as they say, call on in, baby. That's the New Orleans. Hey, you know how they say it in New Orleans. When I was down there, I had some good gumbo, though, boy. I had some shrimp etouffee, some po' boy sandwiches, and red beans and rice with sausages. Oh, my God. I know I gained weight when I was in New Orleans because the food was so good. And I didn't eat a lot of vegetables at that time because there wasn't a lot of vegetables. There was a lot of great gumbo, shrimp etouffee. Mm, yeah. It was. But back on a serious note, what we're talking about right now, and I want to go to our second topic because we're counting down on the show, and, you know, I just want to get in our other topic. Our other topic is, should Governor Newsom be recalled? And if so, why? And if not, why? Because personally, here come the Republicans, and now I don't know if you guys have been watching the news or not, but the Republicans have passed a law in Texas where if a mother is going to a clinic to get an abortion and you report her, you get paid for reporting that person. And, of course, they're going to try to stop their abortion. But, you know, it's taking away women's rights. And I'm not saying that I agree with abortion, but I don't want to take away anybody's rights. So it's a very sensitive topic. But Texas has just passed a law where, of course, you know, it had to be a Republican governor to do that. And that person has passed, helped pass that law in Texas. So, I mean, I feel bad for, you know, and that's going to be it's going to be something else. It's going to open up a big can of worms because other people are got it all. Okay, I don't think, hold on. Let's see what that sound is. Hold on. Let me see. Hear a little feedback there. I see a call in the 901 area code. We're going to get to you in just a minute. All right, we're going to. I'm going to put that on hold. All right, good. Now, okay, we have a caller in the 901-921 area code. Caller in the 901-921 area code. Are you there? Welcome to the show.
Hello, Pastor Jones.
Hello.
Well, good morning. Who might this be? Tell us your name.
This is Zola from the Bluff City of Memphis, Tennessee. Happy Labor Day.
Well, thank you, Zola. Welcome to the show. How are you? Everybody say good morning to Zola. All the way out there in Memphis, Tennessee.
Good morning, Zola.
Good
morning, Zola. Welcome.
Good morning, Zola.
Hello. My crew, my family just want to say hello because this is the day that we honor the American labor movement and the contribute that the workers have made to our society.
Wow, that is amazing. Now,
man.
Zola, we're so happy that you called in because I want to, you know, you do something that's very special. You help people in a way that other people should be helping. And do you mind if I bring up that subject matter for just a moment on the show?
All right, Pastor Jones.
Well, you donate your time to the American Red Cross. We want to commend you on the show. So can we give Zola a big hand? She's been working for the Red Cross and helping people. Let's give her a big hand.
Praise God. Thank you.
Could you like maybe elaborate a little bit about what you do and why you do it?
Well, you know, there's suffering in the world today, and we have people all over the world that need our help. So God has called us to help the least of those, and so my pleasure is to serve, and that's what God created me for. So I thank him for the opportunity that he has given me to work with Red Cross and any other organization that need help.
Oh, wow. Now I would assume that would be part of your ministry. Is that part of your ministry?
That's part of the ministry to serve.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Now, I don't want to get, you know, too deep on it, but I just wanted to commend you for the work that you do, and I want to send a shout-out to the Red Cross and how they're helping people in Haiti, how they're helping the people from all over the world and whatever things they're going through right now. Down in Mississippi, the Red Cross is there. Excuse me, down in New Orleans, the Red Cross is there. So I just commend you for what you do. Is there something you would like to hear while you're on the show?
One thing I'd like to say is, Pastor, we need you to go ahead and run for Congress because you got a voice for the people. And so we need something to happen even more. And we know you have the power in Christ that you can do this.
Oh, my gosh. If you guys agree with her, clap your hands. I'm going to clap my own hands. Thank you.
Yay, yay.
Wow. You know,
Eddie Justice Jones for Congress.
Amen. Thank you. You know what? I've been thinking about running for Congress. I've been thinking about running for city council. I've actually even thought about being the president of this here United States of America.
All right.
If Donald Trump can get in there and do it, I know I can do it. You know, if he can get in there and mess up, I'm sure I can get in there and fix some stuff. So,
amen.
Okay, don't go anywhere, so we'll stay right there. I want to go back to Maria Williams. Maria, are you still with us, Maria?
Yes, sir. I just moved my phone. Yes, I am on my phone.
Okay. No, thank you. Thank you so much. And I want to thank you for responding about the CBD oil And I want to thank you for coming on the show to talk about a very sensitive topic, because some people don't, you know, CBD oil and all those other things that have to do with marijuana is a very, you know, touchy matter, and some people don't want to talk about it. But as you stated, I mean, the CBD oil is actually helping people, and it's doing things for people. What do you want to say to people out there who don't know about the CBD oil that maybe want to try it to see if it really works? What would you want to say to those people that are on the show, all over the United States, listening to you right now? Go right ahead. Take the floor, Maria.
I just want to say that I've used it personally, and it's helped me. I've had a few bone break, and I have arthritis and several other chronic conditions, and it's helped me. And it's not, I don't feel like, you, like if you're thinking you're going to get addicted from it, you're not. You know, it doesn't have what marijuana itself has in it. You know, like I said, it's THC. It just helps you, you know, with pain, and it's okay. It's not going to be a trigger to get you on drugs or to make you want to use any other drugs. It's not going to do anything, you know. It's just going to help you with your condition. It's going to relax you and, you know, just give you a peaceful state of mind. You know, I have trouble at times sleeping, so it helps me, like, as far as my back for sleeping. But it's a great thing, you know. I would, if you have some chronic condition and you're taking other medication, pharmaceutical medication, I would advise you to try CBD.
Wow. So much to our sister Sola, all the way down there in Memphis. Well, first of all, Sola, how's the weather down there in Memphis?
The weather is beautiful. It's a great sunny day.
Wonderful.
I invite the whole crew that's on the radio today to come and visit.
Now, you know, we were talking about the CBD oil business, and, you know, we were talking about Denzel Washington owns his own CBD oil, Snoop Dogg owns his own. Their products are fly off the shelf. It's helping people with post-traumatic stress syndrome, glaucoma, and other things, too. Just from your opinion, I just wanted to, you know, give us your opinion on how you feel about. And the pharmaceutical companies are mad at them because they can't make the money because they're losing business. And Snoop Dogg and Denzel and Tyler Perry, they're getting business. So what do you say to that? And what's your opinion?
Well, my opinion is, how do I order this product? I'm ready.
Okay. You know, you can go online. You can go online and you can order it. You can go to Snoop Dogg's website or his page. Just put SnoopDogg.com or SnoopDoggCBDOil.com, and it'll pop up. And same thing with Denzel Washington and, of course, I'm sure Tyler Perry. I told people I use it on my shoulder. I've used it on my muscles. I've used it on my neck. You know, when my neck gets tight or I get a crook in my neck, I just rub some on my neck, and it really, really works. And it beats taking all these side effects. These other pills that take can give you side effects. Now, here's another subject matter, and I'm going to start off with Melanie Aubrey on this, and then we're going to start going into our other segments. Zola, before we go into our other stuff, is there anything else you want to share on the show? You know, before we'll still have you on the show. We don't want you to go. But do you want to say anything else to all the listeners out there? Is there anything else you want them to know?
Well, first I would like you to know I am with my family right now. We are celebrating the holiday today. But I would love to stay on the line with you guys. I'm grateful for the opportunity to be online today with Pastor Jones. I think you're doing a great job for the community, and God would like to use you in other areas way further than your eyes can see. So anything, when a black man has something to give, we need to stop and listen, and we need to receive, we need to buy, we need to do whatever it takes. Because we know the world wants to distract and destroy our men of God. And so if these two men have a product that's out that can help our health, we need to order, we need to buy, we need to share it, we need to do whatever it takes. And so all I can say is just keep on preaching and teaching the truth, because only the truth will set us free.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Can we give a big hand for Zola?
Amen. Thank you. Praise God.
I want to tell you guys something. This is really wow. I mean, God is so good. He is so very, very good. Zola, I want to send a shout-out to you, all of your family, sisters, brothers, nieces, nephews, cousins, friends, and relations. What's up from the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show? Can everybody just shout-out Zola's family and just say a big shout-out, just what's up or how you doing or in your own words?
God bless.
How you guys doing?
That's Zola. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Praise God. Thank you.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you for, you know, because, you know, being a pastor or being a man of God is not an easy walk. It has its, you know, ups and downs like anything else in life. And we have to stay focused and keep prayed up on the word. We have to study to show ourselves approved. And it's not easy. So I want to thank Terry Herbert, Minister Valentine, Maria Williams, and all the people who pray for me, my sister, Brother Clarence M. Allen, Professor Reams, Melanie Aubrey, and everybody who prays for me, and people, even Linda Goldie, who prays from across the United States. Without you guys' prayers, because even as a leader needs prayer too. I have to do a purging and a cleansing of certain things because you don't know the story, half the stories that I hear, but I've got to go to God. Like Moses had to go up to the mountain, and God said, take off your shoes, you're standing on holy ground. So every now and then I need to take my shoes off and get to that holy ground and just bow down and worship him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I'm excited about it. Maria Williams. Maria, are you there? What's up, Susie Jones? How you doing, Susie Jones?
Yes.
Maria Williams, are you with us? Okay, yes. Good. Maria, is there anything, I mean, we're going to keep you online, but is there anything you want to say in closing to all the listeners that are listening and to our staff, our co-producers, co-hosts, and everybody else? Please take the floor and share what's on your heart. And you don't have to hang up. We'll just put you on hold. Go right ahead.
I just want to say God bless everyone, and I'm praying for you. And I just want to say if you don't have any CMOS, try to get you some CMOS. Get some calcium and zinc, and try to get as much vitamin D, natural vitamin D, as possible, and just try to keep your immune system up. Try to get fresh fruits and vegetables, and just stay in prayer.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much. Let's give a big hand for Maria Williams being our guest. We have two guests on the show today.
Thank you, Maria.
Out there who have labored for the country, period, however you've labored. Now, we're about to go into our next segment of the show, but we had a call from the 570-278 area code. Caller in the 570-278 area code, are you there?
It's me, Pastor Ramsey. God bless you.
Pastor Ramsey, let's give a big hand for Pastor Ramsey.
Morning, Pastor Ramsey.
God bless y'all. How y'all doing?
Pastor Ramsey.
Morning, Pastor Ramsey.
You know what,
amen.
Y'all?
Good morning, Pastor Ramsey. Blessings and favor.
We're about to have church up in here. We're about to have church up in here. You know how they say, y'all going to make me lose my mind up in here? Y'all going to make me lose my mind up in here. Amen. I'm feeling the Holy Ghost right now because we have so much to be thankful for. So before we leave this show today, we will be getting a prayer from Pastor Ramsey, and I'm sure he has some sort of update and testimony on his health. So we definitely need you, Pastor Ramsey. And Pastor Ramsey, you actually won on our show. You won was it a blender or was it a food processor? What did you win?
It was a juicer, and I thank God because it's working wonders. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You won. My sister gave away a juicer on the show. You won the juicer, and you're using it. It's helping you right now, right?
Amen. Yeah, the juicer works out great, and I thank God. And my health is getting 100% better. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Testimony. Thank you so much, Pastor Ramsey. We're going to come back for you to say a prayer. So don't go anywhere, Pastor Ramsey. We're going to talk about it. I think we're going to do it next week. I just want to get one person's opinion. I think I'm going to go to Melanie Aubrey on this one. Should the governor be recalled or not? And I might even go over to Professor Ramsey because he is our professor in social justice and in music and in art and in history and everything that has to do. Professor Ring's a real professor on our show. But Melanie, I'll be take the floor. Should the governor be recalled? And if so, why? And if not, why? Because you know, the Republicans are making a big fuss, and I definitely don't want Larry Elder to be my governor. But anyway, Larry Elder, governor? Oh. Go ahead, Melody, take the floor.
Pastor Eddie, I know that you want my opinion on it, but I'm actually going to yield to Professor Reams on this one because it is just not a good, you know, it's just something I don't want to comment on at this time. Okay, I'd rather give him the time. Thank you.
Amen. It's a very sensitive topic right now, but we've had some Republicans on our show, you know, because I invite everybody on the show, even if we agree or disagree for whatever. They all listen to the show. They all follow the show. The good guys listen to the show and the bad guys, too, because I do have critics. You know I have to have critics, and I do have haters. Now, I wouldn't have a life if I didn't have haters, because haters drink Haterade, and I drink Gatorade. So, you know, I'm good, okay, because God has our back. But let's go to Professor Reams, our real professor on the show, who knows a lot about politics. Should Governor Gavin Newsom be recalled? If so, why? And if not, why? I got to tell you, I kind of am partial. I like him. I like Governor Newsom. I think he's gotten everybody their stimulus checks, and he's doing what he can. Go right ahead, Professor. Take the floor.
I'm also partial as well because I liked how he handled it, because otherwise a lot of the problems that we're having at the university and things, he actually saved many of our lives because of how congested we are from downtown, because we were in ground zero when things were happening. Now, you know, I do understand the argument on the other side of things that were not done, but there are also things that that in some ways might have been in his control and others that might not have been in control. And then there's also the situation where there's a push from the other side of things that they, as businesses, have found very difficult to handle, with small businesses losing the revenue that they had. But unfortunately, we're in a situation where we're in a pandemic. We've seen examples of what has happened when the opposite has done in the red states. And, of course, you're going to hear in the campaigns about what's going on with Greg DeSantis and also with Governor Abbott on how they've handled things overall. So it's a very mixed bag. But the one thing, caveat that I have is that whoever gets in is going to be in a lame duck situation overall. Don't think that the legislation is not going to put a kibosh, because they can easily override anything that the governor will do in the last 15 months. Governor Schwarzenegger ran into that when they overrode some of the things that he wanted to do. So it'll be 15 months of maybe one or two things getting done. So my thing is, reserve the right that now that you have it open to questions about his governorship, that you just wait for the regular election for this to happen, because then you have a better viable candidate. And as you've mentioned, as far as Larry Elder and some of the others, not too happy with the choices that we have either. So it's one of those mixed bags where I'm leaning over to no, you know, the recall. You know, others may feel differently, but warranted that in 15 months we'll be, actually, once this is over with, we will be in the election cycle for the state anyway. So let's see what the new candidates come up, if you're happy or not happy with Governor Newsom. Now you can do the official voting process. And I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Thank you so much. Let's give a big hand for on the show, Professor Reams.
Oh, Professor Reams.
Yes, Professor Reams.
Professor Reams. Hey, Pastor Yeti.
Sir, go right here, man.
I have a message from the President Barack Obama. Would you like to hear him?
I sure would. Go right ahead. Tell us what he said.
Things their folks does not matter. And it doesn't matter who we elect. We've got to get people to vote. Realize everything we stand for is at stake. All the progress we've made is at stake in this election. My name may not be on the ballot, but our progress is on the ballot. Tolerance is on the ballot. Democracy is on the ballot. Justice is on the ballot.
Wow.
Ending mass incarceration, that's on the ballot right now.
Right now.
No such thing as a vote that doesn't matter. It all matters. And after we have achieved historic
Wow. So much, Brother Clarence. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. You know, hearing President Barack Obama, it reopens my heart and my mind to, you know, our voting is at risk, our justice is at risk, our rights are at risk, and we need to do everything in our power to make sure that we exercise our rights. Now, without further ado, we're going to go into our regular segment. We have Melanie Aubrey with Financial Literacy. We're going to get her. We're going to get Clarence Mallon with Regulate the Manual. We're going to get Vera Jones with Health and Wellness. We're going to get Tawana Jones with Words of Wisdom. We're going to get Mental Health and You with Dr. Aretha Adams Jones. I mean, aka Dr. Aretha Adams Jones with Mental Health and You, because mental health is a taboo subject, and we want to make sure that we take away the stigma on mental health. It's very important. And we have so much, and then we have some poetry. Matter of fact, let's start off with some poetry from Linda Goldie. Linda Goldie, before we go into our other segment, let's get you to come on out there and share some poetry with our listeners on Facebook Live and our listeners on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show on Blog Talk Radio. Go right ahead, Linda. Please, take the floor. Give us some poetry.
Okay, well, this is a short one. I wrote two this morning. And I had the long-distance call I had from my niece in Arizona. She made me laugh about something. She was talking about a scammer that she found out was from India. Of course, he had an American name. And I don't know if this is funny to anybody else, but she told him, may 1,000 pigs fly over your house. I just cracked up because, of course, he didn't say anything. You know, because he was trying to scam her and pretend.
Okay.
But I just thought,
all right.
You know, anyway. So I wrote one and said, I wonder if God laughs or not, or is it foolishness we've got to make light so we can cope with foolishness of other folk? I doubt I'll ask him when I see him in all his majesty. I think it's better now to be not knowing as I'm growing. Anyway, that was...
Thank you very much, Linda. Thank you so much for that point. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Linda.
I got my...
That's a laugh.
And at this time, we're going to talk to Tawana. And right after Tawana Jones, we're going to go right, when pigs fly. And we know pigs can't fly. But anyway, that's funny. And I like that, Ms. Goldie. Without further ado, Tawana Jones, please take the floor and give us words of wisdom. Words of wisdom by Brother Tawana Jones. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Daddy. And good morning, everyone, again. Welcome to Words of Wisdom. Today, as every week, I love sharing affirmations so we can start off our week with something positive and fresh in our brain.
Okay.
Oh, first of all, before I continue, I just want to first and say happy birthday to my daughter, Imani. She is turning 23 September 9th, everybody. So I just want to send some love and grace to my beautiful daughter. She's blossomed into some gorgeous awesomeness, and I am so proud of her. So happy birthday,
well,
Imani.
Happy birthday, Imani.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Imani.
And I'm so proud because my granddaughter is a great ballerina. She's a great dancer. We love you. Happy birthday to you. And GP loves you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Now go right ahead, Tawana. Take the floor. Give us words of wisdom.
Words of wisdom reads today, do not worry about things you cannot control. Sometimes you have to just pray, put it in God's hands, and leave it alone. Pray about it tonight. And leave it alone in Jesus' name. Amen. And I have one more for you.
Okay. And
I also want to say this, too. I'm sending out all love and prayers to anybody right now who is dealing with cancer, who is dealing with COVID. It's not an easy situation going through this pandemic.
So I pray all the health and strength and peace for anybody dealing with any illness or disorder or anything, any lack thereof. So last affirmation reads, you are going to be promoted to the next level of love, the next level in faith, the next level in health. Praise God for the next level in abundance. Amen. Thank you, guys.
Amen. A big hand for words of wisdom.
Amen.
Words
of wisdom. Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Kalana.
Before we go to Melanie Aubrey, let's get our wonderful sports reporter on the show, and we will get the sports report. Cousin V, what's
Cousin
up? All the way from Texas, what's happening?
Happy Labor Day to everyone.
Hey, happy Labor Day, Cousin V.
Happy Labor Day, Cousin V.
We love you, Cousin V, all the way out there in Texas. What part of Texas are you in today?
I'm in Garland, up in the Dallas area, moving around, right?
Wow.
After
that's
the
beautiful.
Day, it's back to work.
Amen, amen. We can't wait to get the sports report. We already shouted out Cousin Shamonica Bell, your niece Shamonica Bell, my cousin, and her business, Lucky, with the beauty supply and also the beauty shop. But without further ado, we're going to go to Melanie Aubrey. And don't go anywhere because we got a little bit more for you. We got to edify you all on the show and feed you with nothing but the best. And here is one of the best. Without further ado, Melanie Aubrey, take the floor. Give us financial literacy.
Okay, I thought we were doing the sports report. I'm good, though. I'm good. Thank you, Pastor Eddie. This is Money Mindset Moment, and I just wanted to say that financial literacy is financial wellness. And, you know, I just want to share a little from the book, How Money Works, because I believe that, you know, if we weren't taught how to read and write in school, we all would be in a bad way. But we weren't taught about money, and so therefore we all have made financial mistakes, and we wonder why things can be challenging in our finances. And so a strong case can be made that financial literacy is the most neglected core life skill. And we know that in schools, money is being funded for STEM programs and STEAM programs. But why is it that we don't have a personal finance course? And so if it's the reasoning, is it a lack of funding or is it rationale? Makes us wonder. And so if it's by design or just the way it is, without knowledge of how money works, people get stuck. That's why we call the book How Money Works, Stop Being a Sucker. The lack of financial literacy does not make people suckers. It traps them into a sucker cycle, often for life. Instead of putting money to work, the sucker spends his or her money foolishly or deposits it into low interest accounts. Why? Instant gratification and ignorance. They simply do not know what else to do with it. Can I get an amen? Essentially, the sucker, thank you, gets a paycheck from someone wealthy and then hands their money back to someone else wealthy, namely the banks, who then make more money with the sucker's money. So we're basically saying don't be a sucker, be a student. And one of the things that we're talking about with not having our money work for us is in low interest rate accounts. And so there's almost $10 trillion that's stagnated right now in savings accounts that average only about 0.09% annual interest rate. That's not even 1%. And if you know anything about the rule of 72, if you have a copy of the How Money Works book, you probably know this. But most people never learn this one concept. And this means what it is a division problem that just says whatever your interest rate is, if you divide that into 72, it will tell you how long it's going to take for your money to double. So everyone, 1 into 72 is 72 years. That's not exciting at all. That's a lifetime. 3 into 72 is 24. 6 into 72 is 12. and 9 into 72 is 8 years. But if you could get 12% on your money, and there are things out there, there are different products out there that can give people that type of interest rate, your money can double every 6 years. So I just want to encourage us all that I'm reading from the book, How Money Works. If you are serious about moving forward with your finances, give me a call. Get in contact with me for a copy of the book. It is free. But then you also could get in contact with me for an appointment to have someone personally work with you, an expert who can put the principles of this book into your personal finances. And so I want to offer that to you. My information is maubry, A-U-B-R-Y, 1124@gmail.com. And my phone number is area code 323-388-7158. And as I always remind us that we are all in the body of Christ, we're kingdom citizens. And so we know that God's word says that he wishes above all things that we prosper and that we're in health, even as our soul prospers. So I know we have to do the practical things in order for us to be able to operate in the kingdom principles as well. And we also will have a master class, a free master class on the 15th that will be through Facebook. So if you want to know information about that, please also let me know, and I'll make sure I get that information to you. Thank you so much for letting me share, and God bless everyone.
God bless
you.
Very, very important. I mean, you got to know how to manage your money. I want to send a shout-out also, Maria Williams. We're going to make sure you get one of those books. All you got to do is call Melanie Aubrey, and everybody else who wants to get a book, just call Melanie Aubrey, and she'll get you that book. The book is free, and it will help you regulate your money. How about that? Now, without further ado, hey, Maisha Young, how are you? Rachel, how are you? Welcome in, guys. I hope you hang in there. Thank you for joining us, all the way from wherever you are in the United States of America and even around the world. At this time, we're going to get the sports report in just a few minutes. We're going to get the sports report. But before we get the sports report, we got to get health and wellness. And don't forget, we have a commentary coming up. And don't forget, we got to regulate the manual with Brother Clarence M. Allen. Without further ado, Vera, please take the floor. Give us health and wellness. Vera, are you there? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh, now we can.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Loud and clear.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to listening to Health and Wellness today, to my community and village. And today I wanted to share with you an important organ that we all have and need to live, and it's our heart, because we all know someone that has experienced a stroke or heart attack. And from heart to heart, from my heart to yours, here's a couple of things I would like to share with you. You can reduce the risk of heart disease because it's the hardening of the arteries, and it leads to death. And now within COVID-19 time, then everything is causing the cardiovascular disease. And it's a deterioration of the blood flow, and the arteries are definitely blocked. So a stroke occurs when the blood flow to the brain is interrupted, or there's a leakage of blood to the brain, and then a blood clot takes place, and without oxygen, we can't live. And a heart attack is the blocked flow of the blood as well to the heart muscle. Foods are bad sometimes for those that have heart disease, and it's really bad for all of us, especially sugar, processed meat, bacon fat, white rice, starch, and pasta. However, what you can do today as far as spirituality is open your heart chakra, which is the fourth chakra. And you can use some essential oils. It will improve your immune system. You can use lavender, rose, sandalwood, orange. And give yourself some self-love, TLC, and exercise your heart. And you can do that by just opening up your arms and stretching the heart muscles, or walking upstairs, yoga, walk, jump, aerobic, dance, just strengthen your core. And guess what Eddie mentioned today? CBD oil. If you have joint pain or if you have problems and you feel that your heart is always hurting, rub some on there. What you can drink is some green or black tea. It has great antioxidants. And last but not least, a couple of things to do would be to clean your blood vessels. And you can do that by just eating some superfoods. Include some beans, nuts, and kale. Add some grain, pumpkin, some fish, that omega-3, especially the wild salmon or mackerel or herring. And for the fiber, have some oatmeal. And I enjoy it with almond butter, cinnamon, and sometimes fruit. Don't forget the berries, the blue, the strawberries, great antioxidants, and the dark chocolate that gives us a calming effect when we have it. Add those nuts, that protein, yum, it's good for us. Eat a couple of avocados because that's the healthy fat that will reduce blood sugar. Have some broccoli, some rich fiber, and detox. And don't forget to add the olive oil, have your vitamins, add your garlic, and eat to live, not live to eat. Amen.
Amen, Vera.
I hope this is very important. And Pastor Ramsey, you still with us, Pastor Ramsey?
Yeah, I'm still with you. I got 15 minutes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, don't go anywhere, Pastor Ramsey. We want you to close out the show with the biggest. We need prayer right now with all the things that are going on. So I know you have 15 minutes. We're going to be off in less than hopefully 15 minutes. Matter of fact, why don't we just, because we're counting down with 13 minutes and 30 seconds. So why don't we have a prayer right now? Everybody, wherever you are in the world or wherever you're at right now, just send up your prayer request. Just send it up. Just start thinking about what God is. And there's going to be a manifestation. There's going to be a blessing. There's going to be a shower down. But we're going to have to bow down and worship him. Amen. Amen. Bow down and worship. So without further ado, and then we're going to go right into the sports report right after this. Pastor Ramsey, please take the floor. Give us a prayer. Hey, man, every great health and wellness, beautiful. Sister, all right. Thank you so much, Minister Jerry Herbert. Go right here, Pastor Ramsey. Take the floor. Give us a prayer.
Amen. God bless everyone on today. Thank you, Pastor Eddie. I appreciate it. Give honor to God who's first in my life and to all of you on this line. It is praying time. So if you can bow your heads and whatever prayer request you need, just make it known to God, and he is going to answer it right now, this second. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now, God, thanking you once again for a beautiful new day, God. We just thank you for new mercies. We thank God for clothing our right mind, the blood in our veins, and the activity of our limbs, God. Lord, we thank you right now, God, because you did it for us one more time. You put our feet on the ground. It's another day that you kept us from all evil, but our minds stayed on you. Hallelujah, God. Lord, we thank you for answering all the prayers right now, God. We ask you to send protection across this nation, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, COVID-19, you got to go. Delta variant, you got to go. Go back to the pits of hell where you belong. By his stripes, we are healed. We are vaccinated by the blood of Jesus. It's his blood that gives us strength from day to day, God. Lord, we thank you right now, God, for every family member on this line. We thank God for our children going back to school, God. We ask you to protect them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you right now, God, because you did it for somebody on today, God. Somebody got a miracle. Somebody got a breakthrough. Hallelujah. Somebody got a touch one more time. Hallelujah, God. Somebody was saved on this morning, God, throughout the radio broadcast. Lord, we thank you right now, God, for the words. We thank God for the encouragement. We thank God for the signs and wonders, God, that you're showing us, God. Oh, 2 Chronicles 7:14, we're living on, God. Lord, we thank you right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because our children got healed. We thank God that our mother got saved. Hallelujah, God. We thank God that you blessed the drug addict. Hallelujah, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we ask you to go and sweep through their land, God. Hallelujah. Change the minds and the hearts. Hallelujah, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you. Oh, glory to your name, because you alone, God, are worthy to be praised. Oh, we're here together, still alive, one more day. Hallelujah, God. And Lord, we we have you seen fit for us to do what we have to do, God. And Lord, we thank you in another day, in the name of Jesus, God, for another day. Hallelujah, God. So, Lord, we ask you right now, God, to go to every city, every country, every state, Lord, moved by your spirit. Send an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, hallelujah, for another time just to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor, because you deserve it all. You're worthy of it all. And Lord, as we leave this hour, my God, Lord, touch our week on this week, God. Touch the children. Touch our family. Touch our jobs. Give us increase, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Oh, spread through, hallelujah, God. Let your fresh wind blow on this afternoon, God. Because somebody needs you on this morning, hallelujah, God. And we thank you in advance, huh? My God, we thank you, Lord, in advance, because you already did it. And we give your name and praise. And somebody ought to say, hey, amen, because I'll tell you what, somebody on today has got another breakthrough. Somebody got a call saying, whose report will you believe? And we shall believe the report of the Lord. Lord, thank you. We give your name the praise. We consider the prayer done and we seal it. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, we give you praise, God. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Somebody ought to thank him. Hallelujah. My. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Right, your rights, my rights, and our rights. Amen. We all have rights, and we just thank God. So without further ado, we're going to go right into the sports. Cousins all the way from Texas, Go right ahead. Take the floor. Give us the sports report. Go right ahead.
Well, first of all, I want, I know we just had a prayer, but I want y'all to keep one of our respiratory therapists in prayer. He was intubated on yesterday, and respiratory therapists are already even more shorthanded than nurses are, so just keep him in prayer, because it's kind of touching us right now, because he's a very special person, and they are very helpful. They're the one that keep us alive and breathing. First of all, I want to start off with the PGA. They had the Tour Champions this week from September 2nd to the 5th. It was played at the East Lake Golf Course. We had four USA members that won. First place was Patrick Cantlay. John Rahm from Spain won second. Kevin Na from USA, even though he was born in South Korea, but he's now a U.S. citizen. He played third. Justin Thomas played fourth, and Xander Schauffele from the U.S. tied in fifth place. In our high school sports, Dorsey is 2-0 on the season. Dorsey played Narbonne, and they beat them and shut them out, almost shut them out, 48-7. And it is, you know, Dorsey was having a hard time the years that we've been on the radio show, but look what where they are now. From the top to the bottom. From the bottom to the top. And then the Lufkin Panthers also won. They beat Nacogdoches 22-16. And Diabolical Lumberjacks, they also won this week. They all lost last week except for Dorsey, but they all came back this week with the win, and Diabolical beat Shepherd 26-12. And then we want to start our college sports. It's all about college this week because the NFL season doesn't start until this Thursday, September the 9th. Arizona Christian University, where Clarence Sun played, they played Texas Wesleyan right down the street from where I am in Fort Worth, Texas. But they lost this week 35-28. And I just wondered, did Clarence make that trip to Texas or not? We had lots of college games. UTEP, which is University of Texas at El Paso, they beat Christian BCU 38-28. UCLA came back and they did beat LSU, where they were winning all the time against LSU, which was a surprise. It was 38-27. TCU beat Duquesne 44 45 to 3. They shut them out. Texas A&M won 41 to 10 over Kent State. Georgia Tech beat Northern. It lost to Georgia Tech. Actually lost by 1 point to Northern Illinois 22 to 21. Georgia Bulldogs beat Clemson 10 to 3. Florida beat Florida Atlantic 35 to 14. University of Texas San Antonio beat Illinois 37 to 30. And University of North Texas Mean Green team, what they call them right here down the street from me, also in Dallas area. North Texas beat Northwestern State 44 to 14. Auburn beat Akron 60 to 10. And Syracuse beat Ohio 29 to 9. And then I want to also now go to the U.S. Open is still going on. It will end on September the 12th, and I will have some scores for you next week on that. And then in the NFL, the New England Patriots released veteran quarterback, the 2015 NFL MVP from their team, and they picked up Mac Jones, who was the number 15 draft from Alabama to start week one. That is Mac Jones for the new. Then we have former Lufkin Panther and Houston Texan, Kiki Kuti. He is with the Indianapolis Colts. He moved from the Houston Texans to Indianapolis Colts. We have people that are what they call the PUP list. PUP list is physically unable to perform. And it is a roster designated in the NFL for players who suffer injuries during the football-related activities prior to the start of training camp. This is my sports report, and y'all have a blessed Labor Day week.
Cousin V.
Thank you, Cousin V.
Cousin V. Cousin V.
Love you, Cousin V.
Woo-hoo!
Cousin V!
I love all of you all!
All right.
All right, Cousin V. We're going to go over a little bit. Normally, we're over at 11 o'clock, but we cannot do this without getting in Regulate the Manual, and we have to get in the commentary with Professor Reams. So without further ado, Clarence and Mallon, please take the floor and regulate the manual.
Yes, thank you, Pastor Eddie, for having me. Thank you to all our listeners, co-hosts, and everyone else throughout the land. It's you know, year-round, the earth has been rumbling and grumbling. Even the people on the earth, we have our own actions going between the people of wars, rumor of wars. We have the hurricanes, flooding, people losing their lives, all kind of ways, but most important are the victims from a violent crime. And because of them, we have the Haunted Soul Brother, who is a legendary monster and creature that has been summoned up from the dead by the many other murdered victims and souls throughout the ages. Throughout the history of man and since the beginning of mankind, there have been many murdered victims due to some kind of violence of violent crime. Throughout history, many of these victims were killed and murdered and had gone down to their graves without anyone to hear their cries or calls during those dark times of violence and come to their aid during their time of their demise. No one. There was no one around to hear their cries from their horrors and terrors. Throughout history, there have been numerous monsters that have preyed upon and brought the terrors and horrors of fright to millions of victims. There have also been many people who have gone down and turned into monsters by committing many horrendous murders and mayhems on society itself. There could be millions of reasons as to why, how these monsters and creatures have been created to bring about these horrors and terrorize their victims and prey. These spirits of evil can come from greed, corruption, perversions, racism, insanity, loss of reality of life, hate, just evil itself, slavery, wars, the monsters of the Holocaust, and much more. When the subject covers slavery and racism, the black man, also known as the brother, has always been the worst of the worst titles as the bad person. the black sheep and the first person to die in life, in books and in movies. The majority and most of the noted monsters and creatures throughout history are basically of white descendants and were created by a person other than a black person. Today there will come a time to honor and pay respect unto the black or the brother monster. Throughout history of mankind, there have been millions and millions of murdered victims who have gone through the times, become restless in their graves. These millions of restless murdered souls have become eager and have been yearning, longing, and waiting. They all are waiting for their call to finally be heard and answered. Now is a good time to put your ear to the ground. You might hear their cries coming from deep down within the depths of the earth. Now put your hand to the ground, and you may feel the vibrations generating from the shaking of their restless souls. Listen with your ears to the ground, and you may hear the lively sounds of their calls. These murdered victims throughout times are calling for the one. They are calling for the one who has been ridiculed for all of his life. They are all calling for the one who has gotten the worst reputation of all the colors of the race, color chart altogether. Their cries call out to the one who has been hunted all his life. Their cries call out for the soul brother who has been hunted for all his life. Their cries go out to the one and only soul brother, the hunted soul brother. It's that time of the year, Pastor Eddie. The grounds are trembling, man. Murdered souls are moving in their graves. These spirits are restless because nobody can answer their call. But you can only find out what happened inside the haunted soul, brother.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you, Brother Clay.
Oh, wow.
That's right,
Clay.
It's the haunted soul, brother.
Regulator.
Hey,
regulator.
Oh. Hey, Pastor Eddie.
Yes, sir.
You know they say many a call, few have been chosen, but there's only one who has been summoned.
Wow, that's amazing. To everybody out there, you just heard Clarence Mallow regulate the manual. His other book is called The Haunted Soul Brother. And, you know, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. I want to thank everybody out there on Facebook Live. I want to thank everybody out there that's on blogtalkradio.com. I want to thank you wherever you are around the United States and around the world. We appreciate you. But you know what? It's time for the commentary, and we're going over a little bit today so we can get to the commentary. We won't be doing mental health and you today. We want to send a shout-out to Aretha Adams-Jones. We want to thank her so much because that's her segment of the show, so we want to shout her out. And we also want to shout out Evangelist Monica Smith. So God bless you, Evangelist Monica Smith, and God bless you also, Aretha Adams-Jones. Without further ado, Professor Reams, please take the floor. Give us the commentary.
Thank you so much, Pastor Jones. And once again, this has been a phenomenal show. And so in the interest of time, I'll go through very quickly my thank yous. Thank you to you for the wonderful platform that we have. And to my fellow co-hosts and co-producers, Cousin V, great to have you back. always love the sports report. Clarence, the regulator, you know, you're helping me to close the door on this limo. So thank you for everything that you've given. Cousin Vera, I've got my heart and items ready to make sure that I keep my heart healthy. So thank you so much, Dr. Granny V. Talana, thank you so much, and congratulations with your to your daughter, and wonderful words of wisdom knocked out of your heart, knocked it right out of the ballpark. To Aretha Adams-Jones, a wonderful shout-out. Melanie Aubrey, always a pleasure, the Keeneland Citizen. Great to hear from you, and thank you for reminding us of the Rule 72. Linda, I got my hug, and especially with the idea of the foolish folks and not knowing but also becoming whole with all that, it was just wonderful. And to our wonderful guests, to Maria Williams, thank you so much. To Zola from Memphis, Tennessee. I also have family in Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you for the great work that you're doing. And to the incomparable Pastor Ramsey for the wonderful prayer that you have bestowed upon us, and so happy that your health is improved and also improving. so that you're still with us to provide us with your grace, your mercy, and also your wonderful prayer. So with that in mind, we had a show which talked about a very key issue dealing with CBD. But one thing that I didn't add in is that what is interesting about this situation is that Mitch McConnell is also, they were calling him Marijuana Mitch for a while, has supported Kemp for many years. So it wouldn't surprise me that both Snoop Doggy Dogg and Denzel and Tyler Perry are also working with Mitch McConnell because it brings money to the Kentucky economy. And therefore, since this has been something that has been of interest, along with clothes, along with replacement of the cotton, and all the things that hemp can do, there should be a celebration that we have two of our wonderful African-American leaders that are involved. And now I'm not sure if this is the word of the week, but they have been raised to a prestigious position of being selfish because of the fact that they've taken social responsibility to the next level of providing needed minerals, materials, and or products which will help the suffering of us all and without any side effects. So that should be applauded for their selflessness. Of course, they're going to make a profit on it, but it's only because it's done in a manner which will not cause problems and that people are interested in. We also move to the idea of COVID and its effect on all of us. And you've already heard my commentary. But the major thing is that the good Lord has taken us to the side and said, look at that. You know, he could resolve this in a matter of minutes if he wanted to. But there's something that he may be looking at to see is are we representing him in any way dealing with selflessness, of self-sacrifice, of showing love and showing grace, mercy, and patience to our loved ones as we go through this together as part of our journey? Because, once again, Ecclesiastes 1, you know, verse 9 talks there's nothing new under the sun, and this is nothing new for the Lord, and he will test us from time to time to see what our resolve is and whether we believe in him or we believe in something else. So it is important that we keep our health together. It is also important that we protect our loved ones to make sure that not only do they know the Lord, but that we are praying for them constantly, but also that we're doing everything to look out for folks that we don't even know outside of our realm. Because once again, as I've said before, I do not want to have a conversation with the parents or a loved one of that person that said, I did everything that I could to not pass this on to somebody else. So with that, we have also Brother Clarence reminding us of all the monsters that are there through the Haunted Soul Brothers, the violence of the crime, the evil negative words. Now, the one thing that has happened is that negative word of marijuana is now being shifted over to CBD because it has negative connotations. And with that, it'll have a new definition for us as a life giver, as a pain reliever, and also as a way of resolving our issues. But the question that comes up now is that, yes, we are in a difficult situation, but we've been in difficult situations as African Americans, so this is nothing new under the sun. The question is, what are we going to do and how are we going to rise to the occasion to resolve this issue that's coming up? Because they're always going to be there. But if we lose sight of our humanity and of our rights and of the rights that we fought for, then we will stand for anything if we don't stand for something. So the question that comes up is, what will you stand for moving forward in light of all of these circumstances? And if it's on the right of good, love, brotherhood, selflessness, and self, and being self-sacrificing, then we're on a good path. If it is not, this is the time that we will be judged accordingly to our positions. So with all of us here, this should be a celebration, but also it should give us strength and resolve to stay on the front line as prayer warriors, but also as the representatives of the good Lord, because he needs us right now as things go down, as he's testing us of our resolve. And with that in mind, that's my commentary. I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Thank you, Professor Reed.
Professor Reed.
All right, Professor
Reed. Thanks for being so brilliant.
That was our commentary for Professor Reed. That was amazing. And as we would say on the show, we're in the limousine, we done closed the trunk, and we're about to drive off in just a few minutes. But before we go, I have to give you some information. I need to give you the word of the week, and I need to give you the scripture of the week. If you don't have it, now is the time to get it. Get your pencil and your paper out right now.
I want you to write down the word of the week, and I want you to make it applicable to your week, and then I want you to write down the scripture of the week, and I want you to make that applicable to your week. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights and my rights, and there's no smoking guns. On our show, it's the real deal, Holyfield. Amen. But look, our word of the week. Our word of the week is prestigious. Prestigious is our word of the week. Prestigious. Our scripture of the week is Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. And it reads, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. I'll read that to you one more time. Matthew 5, chapter 3. And it reads, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And let that sing into the resonance of your heart and mind. What's up, Monica the poet? How are you, Monica? Good to see you. We're about to close out. Before we go, I just want you to know something. I don't own the rights to any of the music on the show. What a wonderful show we've had. I want to thank Maria Williams. I want to thank Lola Morris for coming on all the way from Memphis, Tennessee, and all of our people on the show. I want to thank you guys. But I want you to know this. There's so much transferring going on right now. We got the COVID-19, we got Delta variant, we got all these laws changing, we got this everything going on. But guess what? There's nothing too big for God. There's nothing too big for our God. In Matthew 7:7, he said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock, and that door shall be opened unto you. So it's up to you. But while we're here, we just, and I want to thank Elaine. Thank you so much, Elaine. Thank you very much, Elaine. Thank everybody from wherever you are. And no matter what your prayer request is, God already heard your prayer request, and he's working on it right now. All you have to do is keep the faith. Hebrews 11:1, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So keep the faith. I love you all. I hope you have a wonderful week. I hope you have a great Labor Day. Get your barbecue on, your potato salad, your greens, your cornbread, your red soda water pop, your peach cobbler, and your lemon-filled cake. And enjoy yourself and enjoy your family. And don't forget to hug somebody. Don't forget to high-five somebody. Don't forget to elbow somebody. And just say you love them and ask them how they're doing. Because the only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so you should let there be no limits. And remember that the best is yet to come. And remember, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. Hey, here's the question on our show. The question is, and I don't own the rights to this music, but the question is, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, man?
Brother, what's up?
This is a two-bit party, man.
Yeah, brother,
dig it.
Solid. Right on.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Right on. Right on. Right on. Right on. Right on. Right on.
keep going.